Welcome to 5 Minutes with Andy. Once a month, Virtual Inc.'s CEO, Andy Fried, will be offering you tips, tricks, and insights into leadership, management, and business skills. This episode is all about Andy's attic. Andy shares how he is working from his attic and how that temporary situation has turned into a platform to bring the company together. Andy also shares tips while working remote, from booking time on your calendar, being more like Gumby. To tell you more about Andy's attic and remote tips, here's Andy Fried.
So Andy's attic, like so many things in the world, started a bit by accident. As we got to a point of everyone having to work from home, well, it wasn't just me working from home in my home. It was me. It's my kids. My wife is home. The dog is home. Everybody's home. And with the kids all doing their homeschooling and people trying to live their lives, eventually it became clear that the only place for me to work was, quite literally in Andy's attic. So I'm up here now in my unfinished, uninsulated, unheated attic, trying to get some work done. And as we've done that, one of the things that I've tried to do every now and again is, reach out from the attic just to catch up with folks in the company and, have the chance to invite people up to the attic to, collaborate and connect and, see what was going on with them. As we do that, it's been so important to bring the company together to create a sense of and maintain a sense of community. Our company is built on a lot of foundational beliefs. One of them is that trust is so important on what we do. And at the core of trust are relationships. And when you're in the office, you build relationships by swinging by somebody's cube and chatting a little bit, or just having the chance to run into them in the hallway. Now that we're all working separately, building relationships is still as important, but we need to put different effort in. We have every now and again what I'm calling Andy's Attic, which is just an open call where people can come on up using video conferencing, and just 30 or 40 of us might be on the line just shooting the breeze about what's happening in the world and what's going on and what the challenges are that we're facing, and just laughing and enjoying ourselves. In terms of what's been the most challenging thing about my office space, I got to go with the temperature. Now, two things on that. One, I loved that I sent a note to my COO yesterday because I bought a thermometer. I sent her a note that just said, "You wouldn't believe that." And her reply was, "Why did you hire a temp for your attic?" And what I really meant was it started in the morning yesterday at 49 degrees. Then the sun comes around with a black roof, and right now it's 50 degrees outside, but 82 degrees in my attic. I'm not liking the way that's trending for when it starts getting a little bit warmer out. My favorite part about my new office space is that I have the chance to just from my desk reach out and connect to folks. I'm so often on planes and traveling around the world. It's great to see people face to face and great to get to different places. It's also nice here that I'm able to just, at the click of a button, reach out to folks. Yesterday I was dropping in and catching up on some of our folks from our Nashville office, and, they've dealt with so much in the last few weeks and months with, not just coronavirus, but also with the tornado that struck Nashville, and, their spirit is really an inspiration for me, and great to see how they've stepped, how they've been able to step up and persevere. Virtual's values really apply anywhere. It's, not just in the office, but it's, when we're on client sites, but also in the attic. And it's things ranging from innovation. So much of what the company has been built on is innovation and, having the telework infrastructure. And we started building the company with the telework infrastructure in back in 2000. That was one of those things that people looked at and said, "Why are you doing that?" Well, making a lot more sense now. And in the years in between, as we built a great remote workforce and teamwork. This has been all about teamwork and flexibility and getting people to work together in different ways. So, so many of those values that we have continue to apply. And, of course, another one that's in there is generosity, which has long been a value of our company. And, the chance to be generous, the world needs people being generous right now, not just with their time and not just with money, but also with their spirit. And generosity of spirit and giving to one another is so important right now. Practical steps that we recommend for working remote during this time, I came up with a little bit of a top 10 list of, some of them, but let me run down a few. One that we saw that was so important for so many of our folks is, what we're calling book it. And that is that we have so many people that are juggling responsibilities right now. You know, it's one thing to work at home. It's another thing to work at home with the kids at home, elders at home, pets at home, everybody's at home. So people are juggling responsibilities, and it's, you know, it's distracting, it's challenging. So what we've encouraged people to do is just book time in your calendar. If 12 to 1 is tough because you've got to feed the kids lunch, book it in your calendar. We won't book meetings then for you. If you've got to do some homeschooling for the kids at 2 every day, put it in your calendar. So make sure that those things are booked so we have the opportunity to know they're out there, we can work around them. Another one is, you know, being like Gumby. Be flexible. Make sure that, you know, this is a time that we need to have coverage for each other. We need to recognize that plans are going to change. We had one group which, you know, just yesterday thought their face-to-face meeting might still happen during the during the early part of the summer. Now it's clear it won't. Certainty would be great, but certainty just isn't available right now. You know, and empathy is another one. You know, having the ability to really show empathy for folks. It's not just our staff that's going through this. Our clients are. Our vendors are. Every partner that we have is, you know, just recognizing that everybody that you're dealing with is dealing with a challenging situation. So tensions are high everywhere you go. You know, the other pieces all are about connecting with one another. You know, knowing that, you know, turning your video on makes a big deal. Hey, nobody looks their best right now. Barbers are closed. Hair salons are closed. I'm lucky I'm bald. But, you know, making sure you can just turn your video on to connect with other faces and see other people is a, you know, great thing to do. I haven't worn a shirt with a button on it in about a month, but you can't be afraid to turn up on video and, you know, catch up with folks. So all of these things are just, you know, some of the things that we're doing to try to keep people connected. And, you know, it's really important right now, and more important now than ever, to live by your values, make sure that you're reaching out to one another and building a community. And that's what we're all about. You know, another thing we've been talking to folks about is, you know, making sure that you recharge. You know, it's tricky because, you know, when you look at your weekend right now, my weekend feels indistinguishable from my weekday. You know, I'm at home on the weekdays working, and I'm at home on the weekends working. You know, so it feels like it's all the same. But within that, it's important to take a few moments to recharge. Even if you can't go anywhere, take a day off. You know, leave work early and go for a walk. Recharging your battery is so important right now. You know, that's what enables you to have that empathy and enables you to be able to, you know, be patient and, you know, keep things in perspective. So important. Yeah, look, if there's one worry that comes to mind on how our company has dealt with this, it's pride. I'm incredibly proud of how our organization has come together as a community. I'm incredibly proud as I've watched folks who are juggling so much, who are juggling home responsibilities and work responsibilities, and they're doing it with a smile. And, you know, I'm just really proud of what our organization has been about. I'm really confident that we're going to come through this stronger than we've ever been. And, you know, just I'm incredibly thankful to the great team that we've got at Virtual who are working in difficult circumstances to put our clients first and drive success. So, you know, it's really a moment that I'm, you know, proud to be leading this organization and delighted to think about, you know, what's to come in better times.
And that will do it for this 5 Minutes with Andy. To give feedback on this episode, Sinead Carthy can be reached by email at scarthy@virtuallink.com. The subject line, 5 Minutes with Andy. To learn more about Virtual Link, visit our website, virtuallink.com. You've been listening to 5 Minutes with Andy. Thanks for joining us. The music for this podcast was provided by Kevin McLeod.